Yes.
Yeah, you can start now.
Okay. We'll see.
Is it hot? Maybe if you're hot, when you're open that door.
Hello?
Are you cold?
Yeah, okay. Go on, you believe me. I'm funny. I'm funny.
Can I leave? You mind if you're bigger?
Yeah, man.
You close it when it gets cooler.
First, I thank you, Uzi.
You should call him Sierra.
Uzi.
Yeah. Uzi is for a young monk.
Okay. Yeah. Then let me speak my
You can speak Czech Vietnamese.
So I am. I start sitting. I aware my breath, and I am feel. Aware my body
sensations,
then they feel aware. I don't know how to
say. Yeah,
just speaking it.
Vietnam.
Thì con đang ngồi thì thiền định hả? Away.
She practiced Anapana.
Anapana. And
then I con just thấy giống như là
that's better.
No, this away. Not come just all.
Later, now relax, it's very stressful, too stressful, so cannot talk, relax, ooh, next.
Improve a little bit. That's mean, I mean, like I become aware more. Like this morning, in the first meditation, I feel like I can aware most of the thing, like sound, the sensation, everything in the body. But I do that for a while, and I remember I turn awareness to my inside, my mind, and I see a lot of defilement in my mind, and I recognize that everything, and I'd say, oh, this I'm the object, and it's go, and it's come like that all the time, and. Every time this happens, I see like object, just object and the mind, and I feel it's go away. Until one time I feel intention, and I don't know that, and I want to, when I have intention, I want to do something, I try to do, and I think about how to do, but not lose awareness. By the time I lost, another things happened at the same time, but I didn't know. Like I'm itching in the hand, and automatic I grasp so hard, and I remember because I lost awareness, so I do thing with craving. So I know it. Now, between object and the mind, I see very good, but I don't know why I lost for a while like that. So I decide, I make the goal right now, is just make the foundation very, very stable right now, just aware. And object, aware and object. You know, before I like to read, and when you give me three books, I come to the room, I cannot stop to read. So I curious and I ask you many questions. But now I know that question is not suitable for me. Yeah, so I have to practice first right now. And later, when my awareness becomes stronger, and it will tell me what to do later. Yeah, or if I am, I don't know, I will ask you later. But now, I don't want to read. You know, 2 days ago, I come to the room, I see the book, I say no. Before I know, because she told me don't read the book, but I cannot stop it. But now, I can do it. I say, just practice, because it's way the time. If I just read the book, I'm the first
after neighbor. Practice, then you read the book. That's better.
Yeah. So, I just practice like that, and I don't expect anything like you said right now. And I surprised when I at home, I read the book, your book also, but I don't really remember. But here, just a week, but what you say in the meditation room or here, I remember very well. I don't know.
Because of experience, you have experience now.
Yeah. So I feel very appreciated to see you.
Keep going.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. May have one advertisement for the battery.
Battery
in America.
Duracell.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
Is it Duracell?
Advertisement about battery. Keep going, yeah.
No, ever ready.
Yeah. Ever ready.
Yeah.
Oh, ever ready.
Energized.
Energized.
Right.
I started with an E. Ever ready.
Keep going. Yeah. Okay, next one.
Is that me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You're past guru, right?
I'm the first group.
Then you can talk.
Yeah. I've been, the more I practice awareness, the more I love it. I have no idea where awareness goes, when it goes, if it goes. I don't even know if goes is the right term for it. But I am dead certain I never want to be without it. But I lose it anyway from time to time.
Yeah.
But I become to have this feeling that even subconsciously I want to keep awareness, because when awareness returns, I notice that my breathing, for example, has become very loud, noisier and noisier. And then, why am I breathing so noisily? And I'm aware again, my breathing goes quiet again. Or I'm doing some activity, and all of a sudden I'm stopped, and I see a thought going through the mind saying, why did you stop? And then awareness is there, and everything's good again. And it sort of reminded me of one of my favorite books, To Kill a Mockingbird by Lee Harper. It's one of the American classics. And in there, the story is being told by this young girl, and I identified with her a lot, because she reads voraciously everything, everything she can get her hands on. And me too, I've always read a lot. But there's this one passage where she says that she's confused by people who say that I love to read, because to her that doesn't make sense. She says, I love to read the way I love to breathe. And I so identified with that because it's not a hobby or a luxury, it's a necessity, you know. That's how I've come to feel about awareness. Mm-hmm. I love to be aware the way I love to breathe. And I had a lot of experiences in this retreat and before, and I'm so full of them. I mean, I could talk forever about it.
Great.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Det är god tid.
Det blir ju egentligen det. Det är mer tajen det. Du är det egentligen jag är. Det är långt att det är tajen det. Du, det är bättvalet, det är navajen det. Det är bättvalet du inte är med dig. Det är mer skit eller mer hoppul det. Jag menar, det är tajen det egentligen det. Och du tänker det, du subconsciously då ser att det är tajen det. Vad så då? Du det är mer tajen.
ยันใจแต่ลูกเปียวเองตูรู้น้ํามันแหละกูแหละบ้าจังเลยสรไอ้เมียตัวอยันผัดผัดเอาวาทนาป่ะเลยตูก็เปียวตะชาลูอ่ะสาวผัดเอาวาทนาป่ะเลยสาวผัดเอาวาทนาเปียวสาวผัดอ่ะยันใจแต่ลูกเปียวเองตูรู้น้ํามันแหละกูแหละบ้าจังเลยสรไอ้เมียตัวอยันผัดผัดเอาใจแต่แต่ตูก็บ่รู้ผัดอ่ะใจเลยสรตูอะเสร็จสุดาใจตะลูก็ผัดเอาใจแต่แต่ตูก็บ่รู้ผัดอ่ะใจเลยสรตูอะเสร็จสุดาใจตะลูก็ผัดเอาใจแต่เอ้าบ่รู้คําเลยตูอ่ะตินซาพ
Yeah, this is good, he says. You just keep doing that, he says, and you find that awareness comes in all the time. You don't even have to try to remember, it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to feel that more and more. But I've had a lot of...
Sometimes you forget to be mindful, but he already there. This has become a slowly habit. Momentum is coming.
He's just telling you that in case when you get into the when you get into the phase where awareness is more and more natural, he's worried about our putting in too much effort at that point. He says, so we need to know how to kind of live with
it. I think that I'm particularly in this past week beginning to have a lot more
He says, if you have the desire to be aware, that's kind of enough effort to keep feeding that the bicycle, you know, the pedal.
Personal
effort, the power and real.
I mean, once that momentum gets stronger, he's saying, just to notice. He's just telling you ahead.
And thank you. That's very useful. I think I've been really lucky this past 18 months or so because I've had a lot of challenges to deal with. I had a very bad reaction to food in my last retreat 18 months ago, and I actually had to leave early, and it just got worse. And it turned out that I was reacting to 70 to 80% of all foods that were tested, and then they found that my intestinal tract was full of lesions, holes as well. And so the first 10 months of last year was very painful. And for 2 months, I was just lying in bed on my back. And that's the only way that I could manage the pain. Mm-hmm. But what was really interesting was that I realized right away that if I did not accept the situation, if I resisted the pain, it immediately got worse. Mm. I could not make it go away, but I could, so if I meditated, was just lying there, and try to ease the resistance and find more acceptance, it was okay. And if my thoughts would start complaining and whining and feeling sorry myself, it immediately would get worse again. And also, so I had a lot of practice, which was good, because then I thought, well, I could maybe pass the time, read something or watch a Netflix film on my iPad, but it's kind of hard when you're lying on your back. And I also noticed that even reading or watching something, it induced agitations in the mind, and immediately it got worse again. So it really was best if I would just not do anything. And I couldn't work either. So I was on medical leave, and I wasn't very comfortable about getting paid if I was not working. So I kept trying to work, but each time was a mistake. So I decided to retire early last June. So, and make my health a priority and work on my health again. And the meditation practice was just so invaluable for that. And also because I had a lot of opportunities to observe my body and to investigate the mind-body relationship. In the beginning, for several months, I had only 3 foods that I could eat. And then it was 5, and then it was a different 5 because I reacted to the first 5, and I had to write down everything, when I ate it, what I ate, any observations of any reactions. And so and last November started getting better again, and beginning this year I finally had sort of a diet that seemed to work okay. But then a couple of weeks before coming on the retreat, again, two very strong anaphylactic reactions. But it was really quite interesting because in each time I was in a meditative, calm state when it started happening, and so I could observe. And I'd be sitting here, and there's first this heat building in my body all of a sudden, and then I could feel the blood rushing into my head, and it would be like a very strong burn, not only my face, but my scalp and my neck, as if somebody had poured hot water on it. Mm-hmm. My heart would pound like this, my breathing would get agitated, and then a rash all over my body. And itchy on my wrists and my nose. The breathing would get all labored, and I'd be sitting here, and I'd be like, stay calm, because, you know, I'd have my EpiPen right here and my phone right here, but I didn't want to use the EpiPen because...
You wanted to see.
Well, no, and also the epinephrine, that when you inject yourself, it's like you have a million insects under your skin. It's like, and then I have to call 911, and then I go to hospital, and I get more drugs, and the more drugs I had, the longer it would take my body to recover. And so I thought, like, well, if I could just stay calm and observe it. And I was interested to see, well, there's this Latin expression, healthy mind in healthy body. Is it the reverse as well? Healthy body in healthy mind. How much is my mind contributing to the reactions in my body? So far, my conclusion is it's actually been beneficial, because for at least 2 times I did not have to use the EpiPen, and I think that's the reason that my doctors have a great medical team. Let me come on the retreat. They say, well, you have to triple your medication and take two EpiPens with you at all time. And they were worried about what I was going to eat because I don't have that many things. And I said, oh, no problem. Meditation retreats, there's always a big bulletin board in front and says all the ingredients. And so I just stay away. But of course, it didn't happen yet. So I go, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But, you know, it's okay. I can, you know, I can eat some things. And so it was very interesting to also observe my reactions to the food. I ate faster in the dining room than I do on my own. And I realized that... Sorry, Matty.
ตัวนี้บาร์นี่อแท้อูไดนี่บาร์นี่ตัวสิตอแท้มาโอ้เนี่ยอะกะโลอะปอกดิพี่อูตะจองอะปอกขึ้นเออ ตัวเซกูเรนั่นละเราตัวแลเนี่ยเลยดังนั้นตัวไอ้นั่นละไอ้ลงว่ากันเองอันนี้แต่สุดตัวโลเวน่าเลยอู้หลานยังดูคุ้มลงน่าเลยไอ้เราตัวไอ้มาตัวเตี้ยเลยอาทุกผู้พิดาสุรอะไรไอ้มาตัวอเมียถุยเลยตัวนั่นเนี่ยโอ้เซกัตโตพี่ไอ้เซกัตโตพี่ไอ้เซอสโปโซลาโอ้เซกัตนี่ลาวิสวยนาราโมโซลาตัวเงี้ยเล่นเองมาสวยนาราตัดตาเลยโอ้ตุลักษณะสวยตัดตาเลยทีวีรีบาร์เรจีเลยเซกโลชาไลน์นาโปนาลาเลยตัวก็ลุ้นเสสมูเลยอเมียมินลาเลยนับรอตัวนับรอไอ้นั่นละมาตัวตัวว่าลุ้นลุ้นเนี่ยลากะยานี่เลยล่ะโอ้แล้วตัวลีฟส์รอดังนั้นไอ้ยาเลยตัวว่าลุ้นไม่ลุ้นเพราะเนี่ยเป็นสัญญาณเนี่ยตัวเสกเห็นมาโอ้โหอ่ะมันจะมาพิจารณาตัวลุ้นลุ้นผู้จูซาร์เลยลุ้นเลยโปนาเลยไอ้รอลุ้นชัยพิจารณาไอ้รอตัวรีไทร์ซอซอยู่ไลท์เลยซอซอยู่ไลท์โปอัดทุกเนี่ยบ่ไอ้รอตัวเสออัดทุกเนี่ยจานเรมาตัวไอ้ลุ้นไอ้อัลเลอร์จิกรีแอคชั่นชี้ชี้เจเจนักข่าวพิจารณานักข่าวพิจารณาตีนายเนี่ยเนาะพี่อ่ะตัวดิ11นี่เลย11เนี่ยมายาวไงตัวตะพี่ๆอัตแทชูลงไม่ได้เออโหโหอัตแทชูลายาวนี้สู้ว่ะเพราะฉะนั้นตัวพังล่ะเออเออだแม้ตัวเตียอ้าถုံนี่เหรอเนี่ยเข้าสลงเนี่ยตัวดิยิงนี่ลงผิดล่ะตะคู่ๆซ้าลงไปผิดตาดิだแม้ตัวยิงนี่ลงผิดล่ะเหรออะกုံลงไม่ได้ปฐมอุซงปูล่ะปูล่ะรามาบล็อกปูล่ะสู้ดิตะกางลงเนี่ย11เนี่ยโคดีอะไรอกลง
อกลงเปียงเล่นน่ะดูติ
อ่ะเออพอว่าดิเยล้างดิโลปูเลยแหละแล้วพอตูย้าล่ะแหละตูกောက်ล่ะแหละだแม้ตูอ่ะโหแอปปี้แบนสรแล้วสิแหละตูว่าโหดิโลตูโทไลน์ตูอ่ะแอลเลอร์จีเป็ดว่ะแต่ตูไม่โทจริงเลยบ้าจังเลยสรตูอะไรโทไลน์เนี่ยโหอ้าวอตาเอามาปาสิติอเมียอายตัวนี่ดิโลเว้ยแหละดิใหญ่เนี่ยตูอะไรโทพี่ตูโทรศัพท์ขออ่ะแหละเซียวตะคาได้ขออ่ะแหละแล้วมาเซียวตัวละรถตัวขอมาพี่รถเซคุไปอ่ะแหละเซียวถัดแท้เลยだแม้ไอ้หลุลงไปตัวเปลี่ยนตัดตาหมดจ่าเลยแหละเออตัวไม่ต้องแม้เนี่ยย่ามล่ะลูกตัวส่งจริงดูไหนเดี๋ยวส่งจริงน่ะเข้าสรุปตัวไม่ต้องแม้เนี่ยหนีเลยอ่ะตัวซินซ่าเลยสึกกันก้าวเองคณะกูเลยก้าวมาเว้ยลูกซินซ่าก็ตัวสร้างชีวิตย่าเลยน่ะเข้าสรุปเออตัวเสี่ยวเหวินเนี่ยตัวดีรีทรีทล่ะพอตัวละขันเนี่ยละขันเนี่ยบัสตัวนักข่าวตัวเอซิซิชื่อตัวรีแอคชั่นก็ไม่ซูว่าတော့ตัวไม่ต้องไลค์ไอ้ตัวเนี่ยโหอ่ะเออตัวรู้ตัวก็ပြောเลยดิอ่ะอสารีตัวก็อะเทศิกหมั่นๆท่าเลยบ่เลยโหไอ้แมสโลมะเลยไอ้ลูกเนี่ยมันแต่มันไม่ชื่อบ้ามันหมั่นท่าบ้าอสารีมาบ้าเท่ท่ามันหมั่นท่าตัวไอ้มาสิทธิ์เนี่ยๆปู่เลยだแม้ตัวชื่อเนี่ยหาตัวตัวดูแลอาสาอยู่แกน่ะนับว่าตูเปล่าตูไดนิ่งฮอลล์เนี่ยมาซ่าให้ตูเนี่ยซ่าราเมียนเลยปกมาซ่าราแท้อืมโอเคอื
มเดี๋ยวอ่ะโอเคI don't know where you
stop You eat faster in the dining room
Oh yeah so I ate faster in the dining room because I realized that I would be very embarrassed if I had a reaction in the dining room. So I just wanted to eat and go somewhere else and wait.
Allergic reaction, pure my shell volume.
But it was also, the whole experience was interesting because of the foods that I reacted to most strongly to when they did the test. Were all my favorite foods. I said, what's going on here? And everything that I ate before. And so I could observe over that my relationship to different foods changed. Mm-hmm. So now... for example, at breakfast, I'm very happy if they just have plain oatmeal. I can have oatmeal, so I have that. Mm. And I don't even look at the table with all the other things because of all the hot things, there's nothing I can eat. I can't have any spices whatsoever, not even black pepper. Mm. So, you know, I don't look, but other people's plates. And eggs, I used to love eggs and those fluffy scrambled eggs on somebody else's plate. And I can feel my eyes, they're flirting with them, you know. I can feel my mouth, they're salivating, but there's no desire in my thing to get eggs or to eat eggs because, I don't want to risk doing anything. So I'm very happy
เนี่ยเจ้าเนี่ยกว่าหลุดเลยบาเลยตะเกยหาตัวตุ้ยเลยป่ะเออแต่ว่าซ้าจินใส่တော့မလို့လာဘူးဆိုသူနေကြီးချင်းစိတ်မရှိတာပါအဲယူချင်းစိတ်မရှိတာအဲជីជីချက်ချက်နေမကောင်းဖြစ်မှန်တယ်เนี่ยโอเคသူတခါသူအစာသုံးမျိုးပဲဆက်လို့ရတယ်သူအဲ့ជីချက်ဖြစ်တဲ့ချိန်မှာသုံးမျိုးပဲဆက်လို့ရတယ်ပြီးတော့အဲ့သုံးမျိုးကနေငါးခုပြီးတော့ငါးခုတွေရရှင်ပြီးတော့ပြောင်းစားတယ်အော်အဲ့လိုမျိုးပြောင်းနေရှိတယ်
can eat 3 out of 4. I can have bananas, I can have apple, and I can have pear. And then I walk by, and I'm not hungry, I've eaten, right? And I think, oh, maybe I should take a banana or an apple for later in case I get hungry. And I think, why? Later I can come and if I get hungry and what? Well, the kind of hoarding greed, you know, just in case.
So watching that. Then you have to walk all the way back in the cold.
50. It's very interesting to, and I've only recently been becoming better at observing thoughts, just watching them without getting carried away and without following the story. Sometimes I think, oh, who needs a book or a TV, you know? It's all playing up there. I've got a whole world, a whole microcosm in there, every single defilement, it's all there.
That's how
that's
yeah.
This
is the book.
Going on all the time, on all the time.
He's a read this book. This is a real book.
During that time, particularly when I was lying in bed, I was listening to all the discussion groups and that was really helpful, you know. And I almost learned Burmese. It's good. Always reminders, you know, be mindful. It's just nature. It's just an object. And it's so helpful. So I just, you know, listen.
Yeah.
And also
people who listen to it when they're driving, people who listen to it when they're in the gym.
Yeah.
Dining hall, my little kitchen, my little
cooking, we have it on like classical music.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just been, I know that if there's a fairy godmother who would come and say okay, I can give you a healthy body and I can give you lots of, as much money as you want, you won't have to worry. And you don't have to worry. Even I have to go back to hospital. As soon as I get back, they want to do bone marrow biopsy because they think something's wrong with my blood. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about paying the medical bills because my insurance is going to expire. That I can have all that, but give up my meditation practice. I said, you're crazy. No way. It's helped so much, and my challenges have helped my meditation practice. It's been supporting each other in such a way, and I know that even if I had a perfectly healthy body and lots of money, there would be something else coming on. And this way I'm learning to not have external circumstances determine my mental state, but I can be in control. So, and that's just, I think we were talking the time before last, whether Buddhism is optimistic, pessimistic, or what. I agree it's realistic, but to me, it's just the most optimistic thing that you can have that control. You can cultivate that control within you. And so you're no longer always dependent on what's going on outside.
Yeah.
So,
fairy godmother, fairy godmother, she in it. Akolo kawo me tia thu phu mulo raw so yin tu ba raw ma tia thu raw ma lut phu de ma so tu dokkha ya da tu ti a thut da tin pe de a pe de tu a thut da po chwan chin la de a thut lo le tu wa aku a pyin ban ga tu sit ko ma hlwa mon nai naw di ha tambo tha tambo phyat lo me ya u de a lo tu pyo de di law tambo shi de ha shin pya ho ta khaw naw me de le buddha ba da
khaw
mi la so mi la အရှိတိုင်းမြင်လားဆိုတော့အရှိတိုင်းမြင်ပေမဲ့တူတူထွက်တာဒီကအကောင်းဆုံးပဲအကောင်းမြင်လို့ပဲပြောရမယ်ဘာဆိုဒီလောက်ကောင်းတာပါရှိဘူးဟုတ်ပါ
Yes
So I'm sorry for taking so much time I just wanted to say thank you again and to you Martin for all your translation and the books really good and to all of you I mean it's so helpful to hear from everybody and you realize like we're all the same right This is all me, and it's so helpful to hear these perspectives.
And your experience is very valuable. I'm wondering if you can join meditation forum, internet. I think oh. some people will appreciate.
I'd love to
pass on your experience.
I'd love to.
Meditation.
I could have an internet sangha. I don't have one.
We'll do some forum meditation and just post your experience. I'm pretty sure some people out there will be really appreciate it.
Yeah. Wow, meditation. First by all the day. Then I don't like it.
Sierra says if meditation is the first priority in our life, then all good things will follow. And he had said earlier, which I have stopped at just now, he had said, like you said just now, when the mind becomes better, it has an influence on the body. Because the body is made up one quarter of mental influence.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
The first thing is I really appreciate for like what you teaching for me because actually I stopped to practice meditation about like 2 years ago and so this is the first time I come back and the first time I'm so excited and make me nervous too
yes
because
so
it seems like my mind feels like free so right now I can jump to everywhere to observe itobjection. So I feel that, oh, it's so free. So I'm too nervous, you know, but I cannot control it.
Oh.
The problem is I cannot control it. I cannot sleep it.
Oh. I saw that one yogi also in China. So excited he cannot sleep.After interview, he cannot sleep. He's so happy.
I don't know. He
never heard about this kind of...explanation so happy and he's so excited that he cannot sleep
yeah. and you know my blood pressure is so high I cannot control it I know that it's a problem so I try to convince myself okay calm down it's not healthy
you're
I try medication but it cannot calm down
I don't know. Object in it, you like it?
Take your excitement as an object. The
I like object. Object look deep in it, you see the piano.
When you watch your feelings, it will calm down.
But set to in it, look.
It's because you keep thinking.
I don't know, you're excited at that. I see my sin, I'm not like you. I'm not going to be big.
Because you keep thinking about the practice that you're getting more and more excited. He says you need to stop thinking and just go back to the practice.You know, go back to the breath, the feelings, and it'll calm down. It'll calm down.
Yeah.
Okay, then now?
And now, I try to stop to practice it, because I cannot control my blood pressure.
Oh. Not because of practice, because of your excitement. You can excitement control it. Your excitement is good.
You said you got nervous?
Yeah, it seems like my heart is like beating so like so fast. I'm feeling that, and my face look like a very hot.
And this happened because of what you saw in your sitting meditation, where you felt free and.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Yeah. No, you don't know. You're nervous. You're nervous. Blood pressure is dead. You can sleep at night?
Right now I can sleep at night.
Yeah, I
do. Because I try to compromise, actually, my mind thinking how to. So I
how
try to convince
to?
Convince my mind, okay, relax, calm
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Because
the
it's
yeah.
unhealthy. It's a find a way that trying to, because in the beginning, I faced with that problem and I don't know. What's the problem with that?
Okay, just relax, yeah. And then check, investigate what's happening.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes something is purely physical. It's not affected by the mind. Then you have to help the body, like give it medication. Yeah. If it's something that's related to the mind, for example, if your blood pressure went up because you were excited or something like that, then yes, you need to, you can help the mind. If the mind calms down, your blood pressure will go down. But if it's not because of the mind, if it's something physical, like maybe the food here is sending your pressure up or the temperature is sending your pressure up, you know, the cold and hot and things like that, so you don't know what is actually affecting your blood pressure, so you need to help physically.
Yeah, because everything is it seems to me that the mind, I cannot control it. Like, for example, like yesterday, I feel in the afternoon, I feel like hungry. So I said, oh.
Yeah, and
after that, I cannot control it. So I this is in like a, I have to eat it, and I finally. Finally, I have to think about to convince it in my mind. Okay, only one more day, so try. You keep it one more day, so after that you can go back like a normal. So after that it's okay.
Yeah. So
very obviously this is because of your mind.
So when we're not skillful at handling the mind, then there are ways in which the mind affects the body. Yeah, yeah.
So right now, I try to just relax and don't do anything in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep empty.
You think that being mindful is making your blood pressure go up?
I don't know.
Seto doesn't think it's practicing that's making your blood pressure go up.
Impossible.
I mean, if you're practicing correctly. If you're practicing
right way, so you're okay.
In the right way, if you're relaxed and you're just being mindful steadily, that shouldn't cause any rise in blood pressure. But if you're trying too hard or something,
maybe I try so hard because I think because of the short time, you have only like a short period to practice.
Sarah has been saying from day one, don't expect anything on this retreat.
Slow and steady.
Don't try hard. Don't. Right?
Because everything is a come up. I try to explore in like the new world. So like.
This is not the time to do that. That happens when wisdom comes. Wisdom does it naturally. I don't do it. Because when the wisdom is not enough, then you try too hard, basically. Because there's delusion, delusion cannot see. So you must try hard to see clearly, and you cannot see clearly. So it just becomes too much effort for nothing. Wrong practice.
Yeah,
try just practicing. Slow and steady. Okay, very simple practice. Do not investigate anything. Just mindful, mindful, mindful. Anything lost in between, never mind. Just mindful, one moment, mindful, mindful.
I love to do that.
That's all. Just a very simple. Just a very simple awareness, Yadu says. Because he doesn't want you to have a wrong understanding. Yeah, of what
wrong
practice is.
Conclusion of what I mean, I'm wrong.
Yeah, he doesn't think it's because of practice that your blood pressure is up. It's only if you are doing wrong practice that you can send your blood pressure up. So he does want you to understand right practice. Okay, so can you not try to get anything and just trust? And try to just be aware. Only. Very simple. Very stupid awareness. Like just know. That's it, really. Really, just a very beginner's mind. I don't know nothing. I don't know anything. Just aware, 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 aware. Moment to moment. That's all.
Yeah?
Nothing more. Just very relaxed.
Early part of the day, my practice was, or the mind was pretty mindful, pretty continuous, sort of steady mindfulness. And in the afternoon, I went back to my room, took a nap, and then went walking, and I wasn't aware of any wanting, any sort of wanting things to be different. But I noticed that the awareness seemed quite full. It had the same kind of continuous steadiness, but there was a sort of a flatness to it, like two dimension, or I mean, this was in retrospect,
not
superficial.
Yeah,
had that superficial, but I was sort of noticing that without a sense of wanting things to be different, but the noticing happened a few times.
Okay.
And it was, and the noticing was, why is this different from the morning? When the mind kind of recognized that there was a wanting for things to be, you know, kind of more vivid,
yeah,
as they were. I think that was the sense. Then everything became three-dimensional again.
Yeah.
The sounds and the sensations and the sights.
Yeah.
And see, it was more. So I guess what I'm curious about is that is a defilement, the wanting, the greed present but out of awareness? Or is it sort of latent and kind of develops in the course of the practice? Whether it's because it wasn't my experience of having that a wanting mind.
Not strong.
It was. And what's the difference between, you know, the latent defilement and...
It's not latent.
No, you already know the answer.
Yeah. Okay. นี่แหละจ้ะเราไอ้หลูแบบตริฐาเนี่ยขณะอนาอยู่แล้วปิ๊ดแล้วเสร็จตริฐาเนี่ยแหละตริฐาอ่ะปုံมันပဲแต่แม้นี่แหละจ้ะเราตะမျိုးပြီးပဲตริฐาอ่ะอย่าล่ะไม่ရှိဘူးပြားနေတယ်တဲ့ဒါကဘုရားသူတိဖြစ်နေတယ်သူစိတ်ပြားနေတယ်ဟုတ်တယ်သူကတော့ဟိုအဲ့ဒီအင်္ဂလိပ်မှာ flat ဆိုတော့တိတ်ရတာမရှိဘူး။အဲ့တော့သူကခဏခဏတတိထားမိတယ်ပြည့်။မနဲ့ကနဲ့မတူ။မနဲ့ဒါမဲ့သူတပြိုင်တည်းသူကြည့်တယ်။သူစစ်တယ်။အရင်တိုင်းဖြစ်ချင်တဲ့စိတ်ရှိလား။မမြင်ဘူး။မရှိဘူး။မရှိဘူး။မရှိဘူး။မမြင်ဘူးဆိုတော့အဲမမြင်ဆိုတော့ဒါမဲ့အခုပုံစံဒီတိုင်းပဲဖြစ်တယ်။ပြပြကြီးပြပြကြီးဖြစ်နေ။ ပြပြတဲ့အတိုင်းပဲပေါ့ဘာဖြစ်လဲအဲ့တော့ဒီလိုပဲကြည့်တယ်သူကတော့တတိပဲထားနေတယ်တတိထားမိတာတွေပြောတာအဲ့တော့ဆက်ပြီးတော့တတိထားနေတယ်ဒီတိုင်းဖြစ်နေတယ်စိတ်ကမကြာခဏတတိထားမိတာမနဲ့နဲ့တာနေမတူဘူးမနဲ့နဲ့တာနေမတူဘူးဟုတ်ပြီလောဘကိုစမ်းစစ်တယ်လောဘမရှိဘူးအဲ့ကြည့်ကြည့်နဲ့တစ်ချိန်ကြာတော့မှလောဘအောင်မြင်တယ်ဟုတ်တကယ်တော့မရှိပဲလိုချင်တာစိတ်ရှိပဲအဲ့ဒီစိတ်လည်းမြင Loba, the dia, Mamianala, Mahoy, Loba, Mapo de la,
Atoy.
So there was a greed, and the greed is not hidden, it's just subtle. Subtle enough that the awareness of that moment couldn't, not just awareness, there's not enough wisdom to detect it. But because you continue to be aware steadily, just taking it as it is, noticing the mind thinking it's not the same, checking to see if there's greed, noticing, and just continuing to be aware, the awareness is building. And then enough wisdom builds up, and then the greed is seen. So that feeling of flatness is an indication, actually, of aversion or frustration or not liking. It's a small indication of dissatisfaction, which is an indication that there is a wanting. But very But this is good. This is the way you do it. You don't try to think yourself way through it. All you do is continue to be aware. Very simple. Just keep knowing. Just keep knowing it. It builds, and then it's able to see. When it sees, it's just done. At subtle levels like that, you can't actually do anything. You can't try to fix it. All you can do is be aware. Just simple. Just keep going, 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 going. It builds enough. And then it wisdom works. The hidden defilements are not so much hidden. They're called potential. Right? They're anusaya. Everything is there as potential, whether the wholesome or the unwholesome. But when it's only at the potential stage, you don't feel any effects of it. When it has arisen, you feel the effects. But how much it has arisen, whether it's got to, whether it's been externalized, like bodily action, or it's just mental. So there's various levels of subtlety. Another thing that you can know from here is from your experience is that just because you don't directly detect something like greed, for example, here doesn't mean it's not there, right? But all we can do is continue to be aware.
Sorry, just clarification. Did you say you can or you cannot be aware of the potential?
Potential cannot be.
Cannot be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For Lama Lulu,
yeah. It's only when it second arises level, yama, that you can know.
So when level, yama, something challenges you, for example, then...
Tu lo nai na, tu to nai na, tu ti nai na.
The only thing that can get to the potential energy, let's call it, is because it's like a root, right? Is actually enlightenment, because it uproots it removes the root so that that can never arise again. But that's not within the remit of awareness, nor even our vipassana insights or wisdoms. Anybody can report, no?
No, first group finish.
Two people.
Two are sad, they sing one. No, they sing one. They sing one.
They sing one.
I have
a question. Yesterday I've been sitting a lot because it not each sitting, I see the thought coming, and I just keep thinking, remember, Sadhira says, next. I just start again. So after one thought finish, I just start again. Feel the body sensations, and then the thought come back again. So like after like maybe 5 hours of sitting for the whole day, I see a lot of thoughts. I said, oh good, now I can see the thinking mind very well. And when I'm at home, suddenly I notice like intention in everything before I do, like reaching out to the cup, the brush, toothbrush, the toothpaste, and changing clothes. So I notice like that just the action and the knowing of it. And at the lunch today, I'm aware of each action too. And so I just feel like someone outside observing what's going on. And then it feels like everything just arises. I mean, like at the sitting, observe the breath and see it arise, and each in breath and out breath from its beginning to its end, and then the thought arising and passing away, and then sometimes the awareness can catch up and the thought would be finished in the middle, it would stop. And so I had a feeling like I observe like the object, the knowing of the object, and the knowing of that knowing, the awareness of knowing. No.
Tu a mani a tu thai nai thai nai tu a twei re a mya ti ni le de ti ni le ti ni le ti na nga nai lo ta nei kong paw nga nai nga chein thai pu de a chein ma tu a di a twei de khu paw la le de tu a twei re khana khana ti ni la tu a ti ti de sai ku tu taw lo ti na ti ta nei bi be de tu sai ka a lo sin sa mi le de any happy lore to aim pyan ne a chain ma le blu phit lo le mti tu chin sait de akon lo myin la lout da ka na ma de ya chin sait de twi twi ne chin sait pi lo chin sait pi lo chin sait pi lo a la tu ti ni le de di ni le set di lo ban ti yaw yaw ka be ya ni tu o chi ni de lo ba de chain lo khan za ne ya chin sait de yo ti ni na a lo tu a ti le sait de chi le sait de like ti ya ma la de
don't
do anything, just be simple.
Yeah, but my question is that sometimes I feel like it's like a big movie. Like when I'm
because
sitting.
when things get better, the mind thinks it should do something.
Oh,
but
that craving
is
about
craving about
craving about what seems to be like
you
did a counseling.
Right? It's craving that wants to do something. Just do what you were doing.
Regularly. The meditation is regular, not
but my question is like sometimes I feel like because I just sit there and watching the thought go by and then the like
at lunchtime, picking up your frog and But this is what builds awareness, this simple, stupid awareness. Yeah, it's just very, like just that. Knowing a thought passed by, knowing you picked up the fork, knowing you ate something, knowing you When all this knowing builds, you feel the shift yourself. Suddenly you know all the intentions. You're not trying. It all starts kicking in by itself. But if you start trying, something else will happen because you didn't get this by trying. You did this just by being simple.
Right. Let me try to make questions again. I feel like there's an observer, and I also feel like, and then because I see the intention, so before, after the, there's a gap between, like that, after each action finished, each thought finished, there's a short space between two thoughts, no?
Don't follow anything. If you're following something, it's you are trying to do. It's not awareness If you are trying to do anything but be simple and aware, you think that some other meditation is more special, that something else is going to get you some special result. When we hear things, we listen to it, but then we don't try to practice it. When we hear things, we can only understand it intellectually. When your practice gets better and you start trying to put this intellectual understanding in, you just screw it because you're starting to put your intellectual stuff in. Okay? And then you won't understand what continuous awareness and the building of wisdom could understand.
Okay.
So once you try to use your intellectual and think, somebody said there are gaps, I should look at the gap and I'll know something, I'll understand, then it's not thinking what to get. Right? Then you are trying to have an experience, and if you have enough samadhi, your mind can even create the experience, and if you can't get the experience, you will start getting you will be like, oh, my practice is not good, yogis get depressed, oh, my practice was so good, now it's so bad.
Now, intellectual understanding and experiential understanding, 20%, 100%
intellectual understanding and experiential understanding, like when the mind understands for itself, it's like black and white. It's 100% and 20%. But really, it's allow the mind to. Never catch yourself.
Never ever.
The mind thinking that maybe I should do this. Should I do that? That's already a sign that the mind's trying
and
to
they
do
get
something
hand
else
and
work than just simple practice. Mm-hmm. Then you get derailed. This is good. You see how simple practice has very good results. Yeah? Rely on the simple practice. Yeah.
Could you tell me the difference between the object and the concept? And can the concept become an object?
Okay, the concept object and reality object.
So there are objects which are concept and there are objects which are reality. Okay?
But meditation objects are reality objects.
But for meditation, we want to keep our mind on reality objects. We don't pay attention to concept objects.
Concept are the mind create lo le. Look ma tu pian ti. Create lo bi ma de ge si na mo ba. Create lo bi ma tu pian a yo ju lo ya la wo. Concept object.
So concept objects are things that we can only think about and therefore know. For example, a person. Like I see you, I have to think about you, then I know you. Right? I cannot experience you. I can only experience seeing or hearing or touching. You know? So this is reality object. The person is concept object.
Banana or saruya?
Seattle says, can you eat a banana?
Yes.
B-A-N-A-N-A, can you eat B-A-N-A-N-A? No. Can you eat this one? Imagination, inside my imagination,
oh,
this one.
Oh, you mean the imagination banana?
Even the real banana.
Yeah.
He's saying that you, it's not eat so much as you cannot experience a banana.
Yes.
You know,
right.
You cannot know a banana. You can know the taste of a banana, but you cannot
you can
know
think
a banana.
The banana.
Yes,
you can think of.
So don't eat the chicken. Don't eat the vegetable. Eat this.
Yes, yes.
These are the gesture.
Yeah, sara of your emotion. Yeah, tira of your.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tira. Eat the. These are the real object.
Yeah.
Real, you can feel.
Yeah.
Yes.
But banana, you cannot feel. Banana, you can think.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. This color in this form. B-A-N-A-N-A, you can think.
Yes.
Chicken is always but only this, when you eat, you can feel hardness, softness, sweet, sour.
Yes.
This is reality object.
Right.
But when you wash your leg, you cannot know that your leg. You can know pain or hardness, softness.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So this is a reality object, and form is constant object.
Concept.
The
leg is a concept object.
That's why sometimes people are meditating, their body disappears. Because the mind forget to think about form.
Right.
That's why the body disappears. But they don't know this nature, then they're afraid, oh, where is my body? But already there.
How can I see clearly by myself, you know, if the mind is aware or the mind is not aware?
Okay, now you touch it?
Yes.
What do you know? Do you know touching or do you know knowing?
I know touching.
But if you don't know how to say, tell me this touching.
Could you repeat that again?
If you don't know how to tell me this touching.
If you don't know the touching, you can't tell him that you know touching.
Right, yes.
Right?
Yes.
But you don't see clearly knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing is blah.
Right.
Right? Touching is obvious, very obvious. Knowing is already there.
Yes.
But you must, it's a lot of experience.
You must be mindful a lot.
Okay,
yes.
Now you do like this. Touching,
yes.
Knowing, right?
Right.
Do like this?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing or not?
I know my two fingers is apart.
Mm.
It's not touching.
Yeah, knowing. Yeah, that's it. Not touching, knowing, right?
Right.
That knowing you can say, right?
Yes.
Touching is a more obvious. This is knowing.
Right.
This is not touching, knowing.
Right.
Right.
Different knowing.
Yes.
Still
different
knowing.
Yeah.
Still knowing.
You can experience, right?
Yes.
That's why I said mind cannot see, cannot fall, no form, no shape, no color. But you can know this happening or this is walking.
Yes.
You cannot focus anymore, but you can know.
Yes.
It's because experience, many times you're aware of yourself,
mm-hmm.
and slowly the mind understanding this is happening.
Yes.
Experience a lot.
So when you're talking about the wisdom you're talking about, like the regular wisdom, you know, when like Jinren, when
it was young. Maintain wisdom. Aku logi dalam apa ni? Logi ni yang tu. Where are they?
Shadow says for wisdom, there's different kind of wisdom. So we have our normal wisdom, like worldly wisdom.
Yes.
We know how to drive. We know when we should speak, when we shouldn't speak. We know how to brush our teeth. We go to university. We study. You know what food we should eat or should not eat.
Yes.
You know, we have all this worldly wisdom.
Yes.
That's also wisdom.
Yes.
And then there is wisdom that you get from meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's called supramundane. So it's beyond what we can think of.
Real duty, the physical process and mental process, nature and knowledge.
It's understanding the reality of things, the nature of things, the principle of.
So it's different like the world of wisdom.
Like the common sense.
Yeah, it's different from sense. Yeah, different from common sense. Yeah.
Thank you.
That kind of understanding, you cannot imagine it. You cannot think. When they arise, you shock. Because our mind is a deluded mind and wisdom mind is opposite. Because we are all the time deluded mind and look at us. Now the mind slowly delusion is weaker and weaker, wisdom growing, he can see upside down. So you never think this before. That's why Vipassananyana come very shocked, very surprised, very strange. You never think before your life. Cannot think. Cannot imagine this. That's why I said, don't try to think what the target is look like.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
May you please explain for me to understand more about the relative between memory and mindfulness? Because sometimes I usually put the thing over there, but I change some other place. So later, when I need it, I usually go to need the time to find out somebody just told me like, oh, that means you're not mindfulness. But seemed like to me because when I put there, I'm aware I put that thing on that.
This is a memory and mindfulness. But if your mindfulness is good, memory also good.
ดาเมลูไอ้หลูอ่ะตัวเปล่าเลยตัวท้านี่จ้ะเนี่ยมาท้าดาเมลท้าได้เฉยมาตะดิท้าไปท้าได้ดาเมลตัวเนี่ยไล่ช่าไปมาตุ้ยเลยเออไอ้หลูอ่ะตัวเปล่าเนี่ยตะดิไม่ชิโลดาเมลตัวตะดิชิเลยชิเลยตะดิไม่กล้าดีล่ะเพราะว่าตะดิญาอ้าไม่กล้าดีล่ะไม่ปี้สงไม่ปี้สงไม่ปี้สงดีล่ะไอ้หลูเปล่าไม่ปี้สงดีล่ะ
not complete yet. Your wisdom not complete yet. You are mindful, but no wisdom. Wisdom don't know many things yet. If you want to remember, every time you put this, if you want to remember very clearly, when you are doing this, the mind says something. You can recognize this mind again. Then your memory is very good. No need to remember. That automatically the memory is very strong. Because the mind, whatever you do, the mind is know the meaning. Then he says something. I put here, right? Then this thinking, my awareness can see this again. That's why the double, repeat, two, three times repeat to notice. That's why if awareness is good, also memory also very good. But this is your wisdom is not enough. You don't know that your mind yet. You only aware that you put here, but you don't know the mind activity yet.
So it not
Sanya is perception working, you don't see the perception is working. You cannot, the mind, your awareness is not enough. You cannot understand it yet. If you can see like this, oh, your memory is everything you do, you no need to think, it's like good time. Very sure.
So it not need the immediately to find out in my mind, to think about that later.
Very clear. Where I put this, yes. I can imagine, because of you, whatever you put here, I can see my scene also. Thinking also. When I can see everything, you can compare your imagination, can compare very clearly. Image come, memory come. For example, I'm in San Francisco, my brother and I something to buy or for ticket.
ATM card.
I put. Then after that, he asked me, "Do you
put it back?
Put it, you keep your credit card?" Yeah. I said, "I need to come back because I put my bus the credit card did. I know that image also seeing also the mind thinking the meaning also. I remember this, so very sure. I don't need to check back." Put in or not. Because I can recall my memory. But that time the mind is working, seeing, very clearly, and what you are doing this, very obvious.
Yes.
So this is the activity of mind. You recognize the mind activity, then your memory is very good. But if you are doing this, but you don't know the mind activity, then sometimes you cannot call back. Awesome. I told this first story, very interesting. My brother and me told it. When he come back to Burma, he go to America. After 8 years, he come back to Burma. He's very nervous, really American style. He's watching. His watch, if you sweat, he always he become free, the sweat, and he pick up the watch everywhere. But at that time, I'm very mindful. Every time I'm seeing, I practice with seeing very, very automatic. And in the kitchen, dining hall, I saw this watch. Whose watch? The mind stink, huh? I noticed the mind see something. His watch. Oh. That's all. I go and in front of the mind. My chair. All the time I started to do, I sitting in my chair and very mindful. Then he come looking for his watch. And I ask, what you are looking for? My watch. Go to the find the dining hall in the on the table. Then he go and find. And secondly also, I saw in my mother room. Then he come looking for it. Then I said, my watch? So go to the mother room and in front of the desk. Then he go and find, he saw. Then that day, also, he's looking for something. Then I ask like this the same. I go search somewhere. Then he go there, immediately come. How do you know? Because always I tell this old one chair. He only himself, he doing, he don't know. But I'm not remember, I'm not trying to remember this. I always cross like this. But I'm meditating always, I'm looking, seeing. The mind say something. I notice seeing, mind say something. The mind notice recognizing. So this is I not try to remember but already know. Then he said, he think it's I have a psychic power. But this is not psychic power, this is awareness and wisdom. Awareness and wisdom power. This is not psychic power. But always I talking with the one on the chair. And that time everybody know I really continue practice. And the whole family know. That's why he think, I have the psychic power. Right?
Yes. Yeah, so, but how long have you been practicing to have that power? With that awareness?
One time also, I'm in the monk. I go into my teacher room.
Yes.
My teacher put the torchlight on the desk. I go in to respect him. I saw this torchlight. I know I'm seeing. The mind says this torchlight. Then I respect and talking to each other things. Suddenly the light off. Our Burma is all the time light off. Electricity off. But suddenly I notice I no need to look. I take the my hand is give to my teacher. But my teacher noticed. He said, that is a vipassana. he know the whole process, he knows everything about this. And because I'm not trying to remember. Because awareness continuously, the mind activity, the notice, memory is very good, very useful. And also, every time you go to your room, everything, if you see in your room, all the time you're aware of your seeing. The mind all the time understanding where is the chair, where is the desk, where is the bed. Distant, the mind already, all the time the mind notice. If you have the electricity off, no problem. The mind and the memory is going cannot touching of like this. Memory is very because every time I go in,
it won't bump into things.
The mind thinks the distance all the time, already happening. Then I notice this mind activity. Even the in the room something new one come immediately I know. Something less also immediately I know because seeing. This is awareness is very powerful. Just aware.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, my mindfulness is getting stronger. And it's like amazing, like today, you know, when I walk, I can feel like all the senses come at once. Mm. Like before, when you walk, you just know you're walking. Now I can feel like, okay, when I walk, I can see the uneven on the ground.
Mm.
I can like you know, see, you know, what's soft, what's hard,
you know,
the movement, and then the sensations of, you know, like my fabric touching the skin. And then suddenly today I can hear my footsteps, you know, every single, you know, very faint. Yeah. So like all the
six
senses
open. That we call it open, six and door become open.
They're all open, and it's like.
But
amazing.
No, we are not trying to open.
We're not trying.
Because of the mind, note is very sensitive,
right.
Very fast. Yeah.
Yeah. So like when I touch something before, I just know I touch. Now I can feel the fabrics, all the everything. It's like very sensitive. Very. I mean, and it's just very easy. Just all knowing.
Very
well. Just very.
Keep going.
Just like effortless. It's just like before it was
and
so
also,
hard.
This is essentially about physical process, right?
Yeah.
Later. Mm-hmm. Try to see the mental process also.
Okay.
Every time you see something, the mind doing all the time.
Yeah.
Intention, like a volition or
right.
memory, sanya,
uh-huh.
feeling, everything.
Yeah, before it was
that's
just hard enough to remember, you know, the steps when you do walking. Now it's just like all come and very organized. You can see everything. It just all.
Now awareness become move faster.
Right, very fast. And then when I sit, I can feel, you know, the difference between the coarse and the subtle, the subtle, you know, the concentration.
Mm.
And it was like amazing. Yeah, before it was very, a lot of effort.
Yeah.
After after the meditation, your mind is very clear, very sharp, but you feel like you're just like exercise. It's just
very
like
heavy,
yeah.
You know, shin it, I mean,
diet.
Exercise, I mean, I don't have a little bit.
Now it's just very easy, and then you feel like your body sink down, and your mind.
You only
like
need
space
to do
like
is
mind.
Continue. Just continue.
Just
then
continue.
Naturally, the no need to force to do, but naturally the mind become powerful and powerful.
Like in
natural way.
Powerful like
one. No, he's saying
the
samadhi.
Stronger.
The samadhi below atama ba powerful pure level.
When he
says powerful, he means that you don't lose it easily.
Oh, okay.
If you build like this very naturally,
the
samadhi, the sati, the virya, everything they build, they become natural. That momentum, it grows and grows. If you keep doing for a long time, you cannot lose it like that.
Okay.
If you take like 3 months to build it, you cannot lose it tomorrow.
Now you practice, they can change, right? Now this experience, you never think before, right?
Right. It's just like a
Like this, continue like this. You never had some experience is coming.
Something's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's feel like
you can say the magic is coming.
Oh.
You mean something is coming as in like
I know.
It will come.
But
it's
I don't
like something
expect,
you
because
yeah,
if you expect
something
it
will
come. But then I want to learn more about talking meditation.
Yeah.
So when you talk, I mean, I can see, you know, before I talk, I can see what I'm going to say. Like, it's going to be like a negative thing, so I'm not going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it before it's coming. But then when I talk, do I be more mindful? Do I watch the movement of my tongue, of my lips? Do I need to do anything?
You already know.
Oh,
if you can know your mind, you know the physical already.
But, so I don't need to do anything more?
Oh, no problem.
No.
Because when I eat, I'd like, watch
if you know your mind, just a sex center is open, then that's still like this, that's not. Then all information comes to you.
Mm.
You only need to do is you can watch, you only watch the mind, that's it.
Mm.
The mind know everything already.
All the 6 cent
doors. My activity, you watch the my activity, you notice, that's what you learn, that's it.
Okay, the real test when I go back to work.
Yeah.
So when I come back, I meditate every day. It's like a habit.
That
I
is
the
better if you not expect anything, then slowly you notice new experience.
Mm-hmm.
That means your sadhana is increasing. If you accept what happened next,
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then you
have
become
expect
expectation come.
Right.
simple.
Just simple practicing and continuous. Nature is show you.
Thank
you, sir. Okay. Okay. Bibi. Oh, okay. Finish.
Nothing.
Everything's good. I'm noticing it in daily life.
And one thing I remember, when I have a shopping money, and I have a business, on my shop, I count in money. Before I, between I'm counting, somebody come talk, I start again, because no confidence. But I'm very mindful, when I have practice, I'm very calm, very peaceful, very confident, very sure. Until now, I remember that time, I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then somebody come to talk to me. Then I put the finger here and talk to him. But I only know the 67, 65. I remember marking 2 times and talk to him. Maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. After that, I remind and focus him, talk to him. After finish, I start 68. Very sure. No doubt anymore. 68 is nothing. Before, I never do like this. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Huh? 1, 2, 3, 4. A lot of time is short. Awareness is very confirmed, very sure. Because I know my memory is already very clearly, I call back my memory, sure.
So the first thing you walk into the room, you do you look at everything?
No. Just aware you see, you are looking, your sense door, that's enough. Just sense door, you aware your sense door, the mind already do this way.
Yeah, not doing anything deliberately, just being aware, that's all. The awareness and the wisdom takes care of the rest of it. Yeah.
But I don't know how this quality increases. I don't know before like this become like this. Slowly I notice, wow, the quality is changing natural way.
Yeah, like today when I walk, wow.
Yeah, the light is like this, like this.
Yeah.
Okay.